but Foster knew that she'd stretch that allotment. His phone buzzed. 4 Secret Service agents tensed for a moment, but Foster grinned at them as he pulled the iPod from his jacket pocket, thankful that the military commsats were still working. He squinted to read the text message on the tiny screen. Urgent from Pentagon. Missile launched. That's it, Foster thought. In half an hour, we could all be dead. Able 1, cockpit. Look! Kaufman pointed at the bright plume of rocket exhaust rising above the horizon. That's it! Karen Christopher shouted. Turn into it! Turning! She banked the big 747 to the left, swinging the plane so that its nose pointed toward the missile plume. Dumb jumbo jet turns like a freight train, Christopher said to herself. Slow and ugly. The colonel flicked a switch on her communications board. Hartunian, they've launched. Down in the battle management compartment, Harry heard the urgency in Colonel Christopher's voice. We've got them on the radar. His eyes scanned the console. Iodine and oxygen pressurized and ready to flow. All systems in the green. Taki? Sitting next to Harry, Nakamura's lips were pressed into a thin, bloodless line. This is it, she muttered as her hands played over her console's keyboard. Ranging laser, Harry said. Acquisition. On the screen that displayed the ranging laser's data, Harry saw a thin yellow line curving slightly toward the right. Locked on, Nakamura called out. Distance? 114 miles. Too far, Harry thought. The coil's range isn't more than 100 miles. Armed and ready, Taki called. Harry yelled, Fire! Harry yelled, Fire! Firing! From deep in the plane's innards, Harry heard the thundering roar of the laser like a rocket bellowing. Iodine and oxygen racing down the main channel, mixing, streaming through the laser cavity and surrendering more than 1,000,000 watts of pure energy. We're on it, Nakamura said. We're hitting it. But is the coil delivering energy to do the job? Harry wondered. At this range. The yellow line on Harry's screen abruptly cut off. He blinked at it. Did we get it? In the cockpit, Colonel Christopher gaped at the explosion. It was too far away to hear anything, but they could see that the missile's white smoky exhaust plume ended in an orange-red blossom of fire. We hit it! She shouted. Sure as hell did, Kaufman echoed, staring out at the dirty gray cloud expanding out by the horizon. Bullseye! Christopher pumped a fist in the air. Kaufman laughed hoarsely. Scratch one missile! Where's the other? Out of the corner of her eye, Christopher saw the flash of a missile's smoky exhaust streak straight into the 747's No. 2 engine. It exploded inside the nacelle, blowing the engine to bits. The plane bucked and slewed so badly the control yoke jerked out of Christopher's hands. Jesus Christ! Kaufman bellowed. We've been hit! Christopher grabbed at the controls, but the 747 was sliding into a shallow dive, bucking like a wild horse. Its left inboard engine nacelle shredded and aflame. Fire extinguishers, Obi! Kaufman, staring goggle-eyed at the flames streaming from where the engine nacelle had been, shuddered for a heartbeat, then slammed the fire extinguisher system's No. 2 button hard enough almost to punch through the control panel. Pull her up! He yelled as he reached for the control yoke in front of him. Trying! Christopher panted, pulling with all her strength on the unyielding yoke. The big plane was shaking so hard her helmet was jiggling on her head, nearly slipping over her eyes. In the battle management compartment, Harry was almost slammed off his seat, the safety harness cut into his shoulders painfully.